Well, we rely on a lot of different elements. We're talking intelligence, operational information, and really other components that put together a clear picture for our troops on the ground. And we have quite a bit of experience in dealing with these tunnels. This isn't something new that Hamas has adopted. We have been dealing with them since 2014. And it's really a combined element of using different forces, different tools that we have at our disposal. And we've already been quite successful. We've destroyed hundreds of tunnels that Hamas has been using. And you know, there's certainly a complexity when it comes to tunnel warfare, and there's no question that Hamas is using tunnels because of the complexity, because they know that they're able to hide under the civilians in the Gaza Strip and hide underground. But we are going to continue finding them and finding them within the tunnels and destroying these tunnels as well.
And speaking of the tunnels and where they go, where they lead, you know, I was speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Amnon Shafter a couple of days ago about these tunnels, and Lieutenant Colonel Conricus as well, even earlier, about where you find them. You're going after them where you can find them. The Al-Shifa Hospital, we've seen a lot of information and a lot of images about what they left behind in that hospital. Give us a sense of why you think they left so much behind there. AK-47s, RPGs, grenades, uniforms, laptops. Were they on the run quickly there?
Well, I think what we found, which in my view is really just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what there is to find in Shifa, I think just gives a picture of the degree to which Hamas was using Shifa as a node, as a center for their activity. And we know we've been speaking about Shifa now for several weeks, so it has given, to a degree, it's given Hamas a head start to move assets and to move away from that area. But I think what we found just indicates the degree to which they've been using Shifa, and historically how much the use of hospitals is part of their MO. There's Shifa, where we found a tunnel in the complex there, the Rantizi Hospital, where we also found a tunnel complex. And this is really just par for the course when it comes to Hamas and their use of civilian locations.
Hostages. We heard that the bodies of two hostages have now been returned to Israel, including, I think, one of your military colleagues. What can you say about the current situation regarding hostages? You got the sense that these hostages are being forced to move around or are being moved around?
Well, first, I want to say that we're, of course, thinking about them constantly. We're deeply, deeply distressed about their situation. And the fastest way for them to come home would be for Hamas to release them immediately. And every opportunity that I have, I'm calling for more pressure to be put on Hamas at all levels by all kinds of stakeholders globally to release them. As you mentioned, there were two hostages who were buried today. A young 19-year-old Sergeant Noah in the military, and a 65-year-old woman, Yehudit Weiss, who was living in the Be'eri kibbutz. So it's tragic, and we're very concerned about their well-being. And we understand that Hamas is a terror organization that dragged them across the border, took them from their home. I don't want to imagine what they possibly are doing to them now in Gaza. But we are going to do whatever we have to get them home and to bring them home as fast as we can.